get ready to go. Things are going well. You're associating with the job. There's always room for improvement, and that's what life's about, trying to accept other people, not expecting people to be perfect. So it's a trapping also of family life, as well as even in terms of Krishna consciousness, or just expecting too much from the other persons. So expecting a spouse to live up to your expectations instead of actually just accepting him for what he is. It's easier to live with someone and just accept them for what they are instead of trying to make them into what you want them to be. And if we live like that, then it becomes a more natural, harmonious life. And that's what we should. You can have expectations of Krishna, but you don't have expectations of others, ordinary conditioned souls, or even pure devotees. You should, especially in Kali Yuga, the atmosphere in Kali Yuga is so disturbed. Just the fact that someone chants Hare Krishna and is trying to be a pure devotee, that's already a miracle. And we should see that. And it's more important to live in harmony than to try and hammer out details of, or minute details of our expectations of each other. So that's a nice thing. It's a nice attitude, being accepting people for what they are and learning to love people for what they are. Right, and what they should be, and always being unsatisfied. We have sort of rights, like some certain expectations. We expect a certain minimal interaction, commitment that's defined by whatever roles we're taking, like husband and wife. So we expect that there's some level of communication. We expect that we have the same values. We both want to be Krishna conscious. But there's got to be a lot of scope for individuality, because we're all very, very much individuals. And unless for some reason there's some really karmic coincidence that people are extremely compatible, that can only be compensated for by really being very accommodating for the other person. And as long as the basic things are there, the main things, but we should expect certain things. We should expect fidelity, and we should expect honesty, and those are things that need to be really communicated, and communication is an important thing. To be able to communicate. Which communicating means, and it doesn't mean talk, it means more listening, and emphatic listening to really try to understand and feel what someone else is trying to say. And when you do that, then you can communicate feeling with your, you can communicate with your feeling. Then you got communication, because people appreciate it. This person's not just like talking at me all the time and filling me with all kinds of stuff, but they actually care about me and they want to know who I am, and they want to try and understand me, and therefore I also want to try to understand them. And that's good. And we want to, you know, our business is to live like that and live in the world together to achieve Krishna consciousness, because it requires, then Grihastha Ashram becomes a real training ground for how people can live together, because this business of living together is extremely difficult. Being separate is one thing, being friends and seeing each other once a week, or saying hello for a couple of minutes a day is easy, but when you're living together 24 hours a day, just for you. So, because Kaliyuga means conflict, and the more you associate, the more reason in Kaliyuga you have for conflict. Unless you put aside differences, and you just base your life on common ground, and on building more common ground by through communication. That's a good basis that we'll get somewhere. So in that sense, that Grihastha Ashram is, it teaches you tolerance, communication, it becomes skills that are very good to help to become a preacher, to relate to other people. It gives you a sort of worldly experience, grounded. And that's why this idea that, I'm not compatible, I get married, I move on with someone else, it's just not facing the reality of what living with a person is about. It's looking for romance, and I've got to get someone who's more compatible, rather than actually, this is the reality of the material world, is that most people aren't compatible, not only marriage, but friends, acquaintances, devotees, and they have to learn how to overcome the natural incompatibilities that are there by using skills, Krishna conscious skills, communication skills, human resources, patience. You're going to say something.
Just on the subject of Kali. In the story of Narada, when you see Kali enters Narada's body, when he makes him do things that he's not going to die, and so Kali, but does Kali enter people so you make them do things against their will?
Narada was very pious, but he wasn't devotional. So, Ara Nama Kali Nari. So if you take shelter of the holy name, then Kali can't enter you. But if you don't, then you can. So Narada and Dhamma and Dhyari, but it's a nice romance story, and it teaches things, but he wasn't a practicing devotion. He was a very pious king, but piety doesn't protect you from God. But the holy name does. So just offenseless chanting will actually protect one from the influence of God. Offensive chanting, he's still liable to come under the influence of the religious, putting offenses aside, and trying to make all kinds of non-offense. Okay, well, it's 8:30. I guess we should all sort of put things on the screen, see if I can actually really transfer this stuff onto my computer and send it away. Thank you.